Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As we move closer to Election Day, the frequency of debate seems to speed up. Last night, the candidates in one of Massachusetts' most closely watched contested congressional races faced off in their fourth and fiery debate. Democratic incumbent Congressman John Tierney sparred with his Republican rival Richard Tesei in the 6th District. For some analysis of that contest and others across the state's congressional map, we turn this morning to our political team, political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican Todd Domke. Good morning to you.
Good to be with you.
Right off the bat last night in that debate came the issue of the Tierney family's legal troubles regarding the illegal offshore gambling ring run by his brothers-in-law. Tierney slammed Tesei, saying he spent $3 million on ads that castigated Tierney's wife, who he pointed out was a grandmother. Let's listen as Tesei in this actuality speaks first.
This doesn't have anything to do with your wife.
Then why did you leave her out of it? Why do you have her picture on all the mailings that you do? Why do you have her picture on TV?
You're the person who signed
Richard,
financial disclosure reports.
No, and my financial disclosure forms are in impeccable order, and there's
and
never
if
been
I may,
any
gentlemen, I'm sorry, but you have the three largest public interest groups in this country, Common Cause, the Center for Responsive Politics, and
doing
the
doing on hypotheticals, what we had.
Calling for a congressional investigation.
Hard to follow that, hard to make out who is speaking or yelling at each other or talking over each other. Dan, let me ask you, how vulnerable has this controversy over his family's legal troubles made Tierney?
Well, full disclosure, I worked for John back in 1996 when he first won the seat. He won on a recount, and that district has elected Republicans before, so it's not inconceivable it could do it again. There's a high undecided in the only poll I've seen, and that's usually a warning light to an incumbent. After 16 years, people should know how they feel about John Tierney. What it comes down to is, do you believe John Tierney didn't know about his brothers-in-law's criminal enterprises? There are two convicted felons who say he knew all about it. Tierney says, in contrast, that Tesei never accomplished anything in the state Senate and that he's going to vote with John Boehner and the Tea Party if he gets to the House.
So, bottom line, do you think Tierney's in trouble?
Yes, I do think John is in tricky waters right now.
Todd Domke.
I think John Tierney is on his way to losing, and I think he knows it. The poll giving him only 31%. Was very revealing. When an incumbent is under 50%, he's in trouble because the undecided voters break for the challenger. They already know the incumbent. This scandal really has hurt him, and it's not just about his wife. It's about his looking the other way, and the voters in the district know that. So when the Globe reported that three nonpartisan national citizens groups call for a congressional investigation of him for not declaring over $200,000 in disclosure for taxable income from the illegal gambling operation, and when they learned other reports that he couldn't explain and he didn't want to talk about, they realized this entrenched incumbent has been in Washington too long. So I think we're going to see a change in that seat.
Tierney exacerbated his troubles when he tried to keep the controversy in the news by trying to keep it out of the news earlier in the campaign, in that he tried to keep previous debate moderators from even talking about the flap in other debates.
That's right. And it was also reported that he had hired a lawyer, and that came up in the debate to try to intimidate the Globe from reporting on it and everything. But the media realized that, this has raised all sorts of ethical questions. And while they understand that, yes, it was his wife who was convicted of the felony of willful blindness, managing money for an illegal gambling operation and helping her brother falsify tax returns, that it really draws the question about Tierney in that he is a member of the Oversight Committee. He is supposed to know what's going on.
Well, this race has been one of the ugliest that I can remember. The TV spots are ugly. The debates are ugly. The charges and countercharges are ugly. This has been a difficult race for people to follow.
All right, let's go back to something you were talking about just a little earlier. You touched on it, Dan, and that is Richard Tesei. Tierney has spent a lot of time and a lot of money in ads trying to link Tesei to the Republican agenda and to Tea Party, the Tea Party. Is that working?
Well, you know, it's hard to take somebody who isn't in Washington and link them to John Boehner and the Tea Party. To say he has been a state senator for many, many years. Tierney says he hadn't accomplished very much in there, and Tesei says Tierney hasn't accomplished very much. So it's difficult to follow this race in terms of who's telling the truth. I think what voters have to do is go to their websites or read up on their campaigns, go to the headquarters and try to figure out what's happening here. But this isn't a campaign as much as it is a public quarrel.
Well, I mean, there is a lot of debate, but I think if people do go online and do a little research, they might find, for example, a column yesterday by Marjorie Egan, who's
In
the Herald, who's, you know, known to be moderate to liberal, certainly not Republican. And she pointed out how ridiculous it was that Tierney has been advertising that Tesei is supposedly, you know, right-wing and all that. She points out that Tesei is pro-choice, pro-gay marriage. He won't sign the Norquist no tax hike pledge. So I think Tierney made a huge mistake in trying to sell something that opinion leaders would point out as just blatantly untrue.
Either of you believe the recent Republican Party poll in this race, which showed Tesei up by something like 16 points over Tierney? Is Tesei poised to win?
I believe he is. I think that since Scott Brown won that district by almost 60%, I expect Richard Tesei will carry it by almost that much, high 50%. The contrast between the two candidates, it isn't just about integrity. It's about the idea of Tesei being a moderate, being independent, being bipartisan, and Tierney represents just the old style of politics in Washington.
Well, what it comes down to is, do you believe John Tierney knew or didn't know about his brothers-in-law, and should he have known? And on the other hand, Tierney is arguing that a rookie Republican member of Congress isn't going to be able to do as much for his district as he can, which is something that frequently helps incumbents in tight races, as voters decide, well, I'd rather stay with the devil I know than the devil I don't know.
All right, let's move on to another race if we can. The Sean Bealot, Joe Kennedy, the third race in the 4th Congressional District for the seat held by the retiring Congressman Barney Frank. Bealot gave Frank a run for his money in the last campaign, but then Frank won rather handily. There is some thought, though, that he might be doing the same with Kennedy in this race, in this little polled contest. Do you think that it's even close, Dan, at all?
No. Bealot ran against Barney Frank 2 years ago. Barney won that race by 11 points. Bealot had $3 million behind his campaign. And the district is a mix of upscale Democrats who live, or people who vote Democratic, who live in Newton and Brookline, and some downscale Democrats in the southern part of that district. I think the center of gravity is Democratic and probably left of center. And those people are going to have no trouble voting for Joe Kennedy III.
Well, if a nice young Kennedy with 10 times the money can't win a liberal Democratic district in Massachusetts, then, well, that's proof of climate change, because hell is frozen over. He's got all the advantages. Some he inherited, like his money and name and fame, and others he inherited, like the family fundraising machine and the celebrity worship for Kennedys in this state. But Joe has not been inspiring. He was too afraid to debate his opponent on TV at a time when there'd be an actual audience, and he wasn't able to articulate his own positions. He just recycled rhetoric given him by his handlers.
So, Edge Kennedy, for both of you, think Edge Kennedy in this race?
I would say Edge would be a nice way to say that it looks like a done deal.
Yeah, Bealot left the state after he lost the last race to Barney Frank and came scurrying back when he realized Barney wasn't running. I think Bealot, if he couldn't beat Barney under the circumstances that were facing Barney last time, it seems to me that it's almost impossible for him to beat a Kennedy this time.
And it's remarkable that Sean Bealot, a Marine, a businessman, a strong candidate, in a normal district outside Massachusetts, Joe Kennedy III wouldn't be taken seriously. But again, we are in the People's Republic here.
That's all the time we have. Republican Todd Dombke, thank you very much this morning.
Good to be with you.
Democrat Dan Payne, same to you.
Go Tigers.